The gift of description you have is just
that.
Beautiful.
You got a nice way with it. I want a t-shirt that says baptized in bacteria.
Woody and Jim Show is presented by Green Ventures Landscaping. For homes and businesses that want to stand out, not blend in, visit greenventureslandscaping.com. Who has it easier, men or women?
Mm-hmm.
Comments we've been getting on Facebook and by text are pretty interesting. So we have more people saying that men have it easier.
Yeah.
But Randy says, he texted in and says, men don't have it as easy as women say. Women say all the CEO jobs go to men, but that's like 1% of guys. The rest of us are toiling away with grunt jobs.
Right. That's true. A lot of people saying the like because women take care of men for the most part.
Yes. And I believe your girlfriend said that Facebook.
And maybe and men are big babies. I mean, women have babies. If men were in charge of having babies, there would be zero population.
That is, I think, the biggest case for men having it easier than women.
Because men get a cold and they're like out for a week. You know, women have to man up and do stuff.
As far as the children, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so both men and women are involved in creating a child.
Right.
But the woman is far more invested.
Right.
It's kind of like the breakfast plate.
Yeah.
Whereas there's eggs on the plate. The chicken is invested in your breakfast. The bacon, the pig is really invested.
Right, right. They had to make a much bigger sacrifice for you to have breakfast.
Exactly.
But yeah, men say, well, I was part of the whole childbirth thing too. Yeah, for like 20 seconds.
Right.
Doing that one thing that you think about 24 hours a day.
We've got Kristen on the line who says men have it easier.
And how come? Good reason why.
You get to stand up to pee.
That is a wonderful luxury, isn't it?
It's a true convenience feature. It really is.
It's handy if you're out on a picnic or somewhere. Yeah, you have to find a nice, you can just hide behind a bush somewhere. Yeah.
How is it difficult when you can't stand up to pee?
Well, the thing is, the best example I can give is if I'm saddled with going to a public restroom, I have two socially acceptable choices.
Okay.
I can either A, sit on the toilet that also doubles as a petri dish, which is just haunting.
Yeah, who knows who's been in there?
Or B, I can hover. And I don't know about any other ladies that are possibly listening, but I really do not have the balance or core strength of an Olympic alpine skier.
See, the fitness experts, they don't mention that. You need your core strength to be able to hover over a toilet seat to keep the things from jumping on you.
Exactly. It's really a trust exercise between gravity and my quads or being mm-hmm. baptized in bacteria. I mean, the toilet is well selected.
The gift of description you have is beautiful.
You got a nice way with it. I want a t-shirt that says baptized in bacteria.
I'm sure they sell it at Walmart.
I'm sure they do.
Exactly. Yeah. Kristen, thank you so much. We appreciate talking to you, and you're hilarious.
Yeah, you're the best. Call
thanks, guys.
Call anytime.
Have a great morning.
Tickets now at tpac.org.
Quickly going back to the analogy about breakfast, being men are like eggs and women are like bacon.
Yeah.
Because the pig is a lot more invested.
Right?
Somebody said, women are just like bacon. They taste good, they smell good, and they slowly kill you.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
All right, some sad news this morning. Eric Dane, who played McSteamy on Grey's Anatomy, also stars in Euphoria and a bunch of other things, he passed away. This is about 1 year after he told everybody about his diagnosis with ALS.
Yeah, that's such a shame.
Yeah,
that's
only 53 years old.
Yeah, that's too bad.
That stinks.
Toy Story 5, they released the trailer during the Olympics, and I guess during that, one of the things Woody, of course, left in the last movie, he comes back. And he has male pattern baldness. They need some brown paint to color in his hair.
That's right.
But they also address something that a lot of kids are having to deal with right now, which is abandoning toys and just playing with tablets and devices.
Yeah, there's a smart tablet.
Yeah.
One of the toys says, Why aren't you even listening to me? And the tablet just looks at him and says, I'm always listening.
See, yeah. So, yeah, parents deal with that, so that'd be kind of relatable.
The latest numbers are out, and Walmart is no longer the world's biggest seller of stuff.
Really?
They've been replaced by Amazon.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it was eventually going to happen. Walmart's huge. Amazon, huger.
Don't have to leave your house.
Yeah.
There's an advantage to that. Woody and Jim in the Morning, Totally Hits, 93.3 on the topic of who has an easier life, men or women. We've had more responses.
Katie on Facebook says, men, because they don't bleed every month for 45 to 50 years. How uncomfortable were we just now hearing that? Very. That's why we have it harder. We have to hear things like that that are the truth.
Feeling good. Like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood.
Our friend Forrest Sanders from News Channel 5 did a story yesterday. It was kind of interesting about Michael McGuire. He goes to Nashville State University. He loves the outdoors, loves hunting, fishing, that kind of stuff. Sadly, he was paralyzed in a motorcycle accident a couple of years ago. So he figured, well, that part of his life is over. He can't go out and do anything anymore. He's confined to a wheelchair. Until some of his friends, a group of students at Tennessee Tech in Cookeville, they created a four-wheel drive wheelchair for him. So he can still go out and do things, and it is remarkable.
I think internally we deemed it the chariot.
Yeah. It goes around 30 miles an hour.
Adaptive wheelchair is the closest thing we can call it. It's more like a four-wheeler that is wheelchair accessible. It can go over some very rocky terrain. It has very good suspension on it. We took two mountain bikes and we pretty much welded them together to fit his needs. So it can do practically anything that mountain bike was able to do.
For an entire year, I didn't see the stuff that I love to see.
Now he can. He goes out there, yeah.
He got a part of his life back.
Yeah, I know.
Off-roading.
Smart kids helping each other.
Using
I love
their
that.
Talents.
Yeah, that's very cool. So,
if you want to see a picture and the amazing vehicle they created, it's awesome.
It really is cool.
You can follow Totally Hits 93.3 and Woody and Jim on Facebook, or you can go to TotallyHitsNashville.com.
If you go to TotallyHitsNashville.com, you can register. Maybe your office can win our Takeout Express, where we bring you free lunch from 312 Pizzas. It's a Chicago-style pizza. Really, really good.
Fabulous.
Yeah, we had our first winner yesterday. We went out to Logical Brands, which is in the Nations area.
Yep.
Really nice folks over there.
Yeah. What an interesting group of people. First of all, super fun and cool.
Yeah.
But also, the job they do is amazing. They design like dog toys.
Uh-huh.
And then part of their business is they design some of the coolest merch that you would buy at like Universal Studios.
Some really cool stuff they do. I would say it just seems like a really fun place to work.
Oh, my God. They were so talented. It was a blast.
Yeah. Yeah, we would have loved to bring them free pizza yesterday. You can do the same, and also Predators tickets.
That's right.
Things. Marissa, who was the one who nominated her office, she gets some free Predators tickets, and you can do the same.
Yeah, just register at TotallyHitsNashville.com. We'll bring lunch to you.
Yeah, and do what we did over there yesterday. But we mentioned earlier that, you know, whoever wins next, you know, you better bring it because the bar has been set pretty high.
They were super fun, cool stuff.
And
they have an interesting office where they do interesting things.
Yeah, I think they bring their dogs to work and stuff is really fun. And we actually, before a live studio audience with their mouths full of pizza, we did Gender Wars. Brought to you by Tree Fellers. Need some trees out of the way? You can contact them, localtreefellers.com.
So we're playing Gender Wars live. We're at Logical Brands over in West Nashville,
yes.
East Nations area. And playing for the guys, we have
Johnny Thomas.
And playing for the ladies, we have
Marissa.
All right. Good luck to both of you. We have a Get Acquainted question.
What's on your lock screen of your phone?
It's a video game thing.
What game?
Oh, no. It's an anime thing. I changed it.
What's on the lock screen of your phone?
I have nothing to hide. I don't lock it.
Ah. All right. We have a set of questions. We're going to start with a multiple choice question for both of you. All right. If you can't answer your question, you can force it on your opponent. Marissa, multiple choice. Was Walter White a character from The Sopranos, Sons of Anarchy, or Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad.
Woo! We got a correct answer.
All right, Johnny, let's see if you can match it. The Sanderson sisters, stars of Hocus Pocus, Little Women, or Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants?
Can I call a friend?
No, you're on your own.
I'm going to say Sisterhood.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants is not correct.
All right, Marissa, question number two. In baseball, if a batter is a DH, what does the DH stand for?
Designated hitter.
She's just too good at this.
Johnny, you're in a hole.
Give me an easy one, man.
Okay, here you go. We play 70s, 80s, and 90s, mostly 80s music. It's going to be right in there. Susanna Hoffs is the lead singer of what all-girl 80s pop band?
I'm going to pass that over there to her because I couldn't tell you.
Oh, right, Johnny.
Screw. He thinks Marissa might not know.
All right, what is it?
I'm going to guess the Bengals.
You are correct.
By a score of 3
is the winner.
Marissa's the winner.
I quit.
Sorry, Johnny. You had no chance whatsoever.
I can't even call a friend.
No, that's not. It's a different game.
They're all your coworkers here. You have no friends here.
Well, it's true.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Let's hear everybody at Logic Finance here.
That was such a fun time.
If you'd like us to come visit you at your office, bring you some pizza, play some games.
Yeah.
Let's go to totallyhitsnashville.com and click on Takeout Express as we bring somebody at lunch. A couple of weeks. USA had an incredible afternoon yesterday.
Yeah, my son Alex called me yesterday and said, Dad, what's the soup of the day? And I said, what? He said, it's salty Canadian tears. Oh, there you go, yeah.
The USA women beat Canada in an incredibly tense game.
Oh, yeah. They came from behind, tied it up, and then won in overtime. It was really awesome.
Just absolutely incredible. And, of course, Canada, the big rival, they usually win. So
yeah.
It was just like a huge day. And then women's figure skating. What a day. If you haven't been following Elisa Liu and her story, she's 20 years old. She won the gold medal for the U.S. women yesterday. And she broke a 24-year drought.
First time that America has won a gold medal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she is a breath of fresh air in Olympic skating. Everything about her, she doesn't have even 1 ounce of nerves.
Right.
She's just out there enjoying things.
She's just very genuine. Yeah.
When she finished her gold medal winning performance, she kind of skated over near the NBC cameras. And while it wasn't bleeped in the live broadcast, she expressed this bit of joy. That's what I'm bleeping talking about. It begins with an F. And she's just got this joy coming across her face. Do you know her story? Do you know anything about her?
She retired. She was in at 16 and then came back.
She was a world champion at 13.
Yeah.
And
amazing.
Then kind of said, no, I'm going to live my life. And she started doing things she's always wanted to do instead of spending 20 of her 24 hours at a rink.
I mean, if you're not familiar with the figure skating lifestyle, it's it's a commitment from birth.
And then she came back on her own terms. She's now I want to do it again.
Yeah.
And she came back and she's doing it with this joy.
Yeah.
There's no pressure. I have never, if there was some kind of magic wand that you could wave over somebody and say take all my nerves away.
Yeah.
And just let me enjoy things.
Because so many times you've seen that it just looked scared to death. But she was just calm, just got the job done. She did a great job.
Her father's story.
Yeah.
It's very interesting, too. Her father was in China, grew up there, was one of the Tiananmen Square protesters.
Yeah.
And then had to flee the country for his life, came to San Francisco, became a lawyer, started his own law firm, and then started a family. Doesn't have a wife. He had 6 children via surrogates.
Wow.
Of which she's the oldest. And has helped her, and he drove her Olympic training, and then she quit, and she came back and did it on her own.
What an amazing success story!
It's so cool,
just wow! Yeah, you love that. Jimmy had kind of a wake up call this morning.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was a good wake up call. I was pretty much ready to come to work.
Yes,
and I made some coffee, the coffee maker, and as I stepped towards the coffee maker to pour something into my cup.
Mm-hmm.
I felt my sock and the bottom of my pants were wet.
Oh.
I stepped in a little bit of pee that my dog Wally had made on the kitchen floor.
Little dog pee with no shoes on, just socks and yeah.
Mm. So I had to like change my socks, change my pants, wash my legs and feet again.
Mm.
And not the best way
to
start a day.
Yeah, but yeah, Wally had a little issue.
Yeah, I mean, he's going on 15.
Yeah.
So he's an older dog, and it's like, okay, it's not his fault. We know that he can't hold a lot of stuff, and usually will not leave his water bowl out after dinner.
Right.
So that he doesn't, you know, fill up his bladder, but I forgot. So it's kind of on me.
Week from tomorrow, we're going to be at the Hilton downtown. It's the Nashville Humane Association, the Unleashed, for a big old dog fashion show.
It's a charity dinner fashion show at the Hilton. It's been voted the best charity event in all of Nashville.
Yeah, it's very cool.
You get to bring your dog to a fancy hotel dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So you buy your ticket, no charge for your dog. We have a fashion show with adoptable dogs. There's Nashville celebrities that are going to be walking the runway with dogs and music stars. When you bring your dog, and you don't have to, but you can, they actually have staff on hand. So like, oh, does your dog need to go? And then they take your dog down out to the street.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about stepping in your dog's pee while you're at the dinner like Jim did this morning. You can, they actually have people ready to go. So they take them downstairs.
It's one of the coolest things. Wally, when he was a little younger, it wasn't such a geriatric dog, has been to the Unleashed dinner. And he had a blast. What a great time. So if you want to do that, go to NashvilleHumane.org. And I will be hosting things. It's really fun. It's an event you will not soon forget.
Yeah, Nashville Humane, they do such great work throughout the year, and this is a big fundraiser for them. So go to NashvilleHumane.org, buy your tickets, and we'll see you a week from tomorrow night.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Country singer Kane Brown says he was on Lower Broadway and said, you know what this place needs? Another country bar. It's his bar. It's called, oddly enough, Kane Brown's. It'll be opening on Lower Broadway soon.
How'd they come up with that name?
I don't know. Yeah.
Everybody gets a bar.
Everybody's got to have one.
So will Steve Perry, the lead singer from Journey, reunite with the band for one final tour? We're hoping. There's possibly a chance.
Yeah.
So they're doing a tour that will not come to Nashville. The closest one, I believe, is Memphis.
Yeah.
They're doing a huge farewell tour.
Yeah.
And Neil Sean of Journey said,
The lead guitarist.
They've talked to Steve Perry, and he hasn't said no.
Okay.
So they're working on it. They're trying to work him. Like, come on, just one more tour.
So he's like Lloyd Christmas saying, so you're telling me there's a chance?
Exactly. I hope so.
Because
if it's going to be Journey's final tour, you don't want a guy that they've hired to sound like Steve Perry. You want Steve Perry.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Oddly enough, here's a surprise. They've overbuilt downtown. So that means that apartments are actually becoming cheaper and they're more available.
Well, that's, I guess, a good thing.
Yeah. It's going to be cheaper, but there's still going to be lots of empty apartments downtown because they're so overpriced.
Yeah, well, if they come down, that maybe that'll be good.
Yeah.
I don't know a whole lot of people that can afford a $10,000 one-room apartment.
Right. After we were done yesterday, of course, in West Nashville, I had to make a decision. How do I get home today? Because I've been going on I-24, and of course, a few days ago, it was like 3.5 hours getting home to Murfreesboro because they had everything all closed off because they're fixing potholes on I-24 East.
Yeah. So, what was your plan?
I decided I'm going to take the long way and just go stay on I-40 and go all the way down to 840 and then go south.
Okay.
And as I'm getting on there, you know, after we leave West Nashville, I'm going like, I get on I-40, I'm going like, oh no, it's starting to slow down. Not this, too.
Oh,
not again.
The third day in a row?
No, but it actually just kind of slowed down and then sped back up. So it took me about an hour to get home.
Only an hour.
So
it's getting better.
It went from 3.5 hours to like 2 hours to 1 hour. So, you know, today I should be home in like 5 minutes. But they say, they've come out and admitted, yes, we're working on the potholes. It's going to be a long process because everything got kind of tore up during the winter, as it does all the time.
Sure.
And then they say, we have to have consistent warm weather for a while. So they'll continue the paving like in spring, which is like 2 weeks away.
So it's like never ending.
It's never going to be ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are we doing this weekend?
Don't have a whole lot going on. I'm going to help my neighbor with his basically damage from the ice storm.
Mm.
Load some trees and cut them up and bring them out to the curb so they can be taken away. I got a hockey game on Sunday afternoon for my beer league hockey. And that's about it.
Yeah, it got supposed to be nice today and then kind of start and get cold as the weekend goes on. It's going to be back in the 30s next week.
Mm.
So, yeah, I've got some things to do today and then hoping to get together with my son and his wife and my grandkids because I haven't seen them for a while. They've been kind of sick.
Oh, gee.
I also got a new book that I'm going to start reading a book.
Woody has a book.
I have a book.
He's going to read words and stuff.
I haven't read it yet. Hopefully I'll pick it up and make words in my mind with it.
What's the book?
It's a, what is it? The Project,
Project Hail Mary?
Yeah. It's going to be a movie in about a month, so I thought I'll read the book ahead of time.
I read the book.
Fun.
It's phenomenal. Yeah. Finish it before the movie comes out. The movie's going to be great.
Oh,
the book is fantastic.
I can't wait to read it.